You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you are interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Do you love sci-fi, horror, and fantasy films? Then grab a badge for Otherworlds Film Festival, the country's premier sci-fi film festival. There'll be Q&As, panels, parties, and mixers. Rub elbows with up-and-coming and established filmmakers, as well as like-minded filmgoers. Come celebrate our 7th year, December 3rd through 6th, at the Galaxy Highland in Austin, Texas. Badges are now for sale at OtherworldsFilmFest.com. That's OtherworldsFilmFest.com.
You know, Roger Ebert once said that no great movie is too long and no bad movie is short enough. And this movie, at 84 minutes, felt like way more than we needed. Hey, everybody, I'm Nathan, and we are talking about Monster Force Zero. Now tell me, guys, and I think this is a very important question. Actually, I'll introduce everybody first. With me, I have Harmony.
Hello.
And I have Max.
What's up?
And I have Jordan.
This was the longest 84 minutes of my goddamn life.
Now you guys need to answer Nobody's something happy. For me. When you signed up for this, did you sign up for it just looking at the poster?
No.
I kind of glanced through the trailer and it seemed like it would kind of be interesting.
I just heard the idea and thought, okay, this could be a fun little sci-fi B-movie. Have some fun. Yeah. No.
Absolutely went based off of the poster.
Okay. Thank you. I knew there was somebody else because the poster is... I don't know. It promises a better ride than the movie does. I didn't watch the trailer.
It is very much like a comic book cover most days. It is misleading as fuck because that poster is a much more interesting movie than the one we got.
Yeah.
So to give you guys a little bit of background on what Monster Force Zero even fucking is, it is a movie about a bunch of people at a convention who have ancient aliens give them powers to save the multiverse.
What could go wrong? I mean, that's Oscar winner right there.
It's like they
thought,
hey, you remember Knights of Badassdom? Yeah, let's take that concept, except take away all the charm and fun of it, and also, let's not have any money to do any of this.
Look, to be fair, this is a movie that was... you know, pay for it via Indiegogo.
That is fine.
So
and
this
I've
is obviously
had,
a passion product.
This movie's done by Indiegogo, so I will not judge on that criteria.
Yeah. And you can tell this movie is trying to be stylish. Mm-hmm. It does that thing that a lot of indie movies do where it's like, if we blast some fucking neon light, if we have some dude with a fucking synthesizer, everybody's going to be like, ooh, this is an Outrun movie. This knows exactly what it is. No, you're much better off with VFW or, oh god, so many other 80s-esque movies from this year. Alone. Fucking Guns Akimbo. Birds of Prey.
Oh, I am much better off with Birds of Prey.
Oh, yeah.
Those movies didn't have a cool dancing furry in it, though.
They didn't need it.
That led you on a...
look, cool dancing furry does not even save this movie. Think about that.
I know.
I mean, I like the idea. The concept is silly enough to actually work, to be like, hey, cosplayers actually gotta rise up and save the world like the people they cosplay as. I think there's a good idea there. It's just not done well or competent or what is below competent. It's, you know what? It's not even worthy of the you tried cake from that Simpsons clip. It is not worth that. I really disliked this movie. It honestly hurt to watch.
At its best, it could be like a mixture of Bill and Ted and like Fanboys or even like Galaxy Quest. That's like the good version of this movie. What we got was a movie, ostensibly. It had a cast. It had budget.
I guess and it had a free act structure. Barely. I understood what the story was, but even by the end, I was like, I don't know who is who or on what side, and I don't care.
Yeah. So I think this movie's obviously was to be shown at a midnight showing right after Rocky Horror Picture Show at a convention. That's literally what this is. And it's got, I would say, porn star-esque acting.
Oh my gosh. Does it ever.
At best. and just, yeah, it was, you know, I don't want to crap on it too much because obviously this is somebody's baby and somebody's, you know, they raise funds to do it and good for them. This would have been fun drunk at a convention.
I don't even.
But sitting at my home in the middle of quarantine, it's not
so much
fun.
I feel like you insulted porn stars by comparing their
attitude. A little bit. I was kind of waiting for the fucking. Did anybody feel like that was lacking?
Yeah. It was like they cut out all the sex scenes and just and just strung it all together is what happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like there's like a half an hour long scene. It felt like you're just in like a laser tag arena for the entire
time. Oh, gosh.
God, yeah. Laser
yeah,
tag.
And there's a I mean, there's even a scene that feels like it's at home in a porn film where they're looking at these glow in the dark letters and they slowly put up tits and he's between two girls and he looks at both of them longingly. And then you're just like, what the fuck are you guys even trying to do here? Like, is this Monster Force XXX?
I'm trying to think of something positive, and I think the one thing I vaguely got some enjoyment out of was Guns Laser, who was, like, the leader of this Flash Gordon-esque douchebag.
Don't even.
Cosplayers, who
yeah,
just seemed like,
funny.
You're like Biff Tannen, except with none of the self-awareness charm of Biff Tannen. And you actually seem to buy into yourself.
Well,
you're
I think
adorable.
I think there is a version of this movie where you could get invested in the characters, but the beginning sort of has this opening scene where it just glances through where all the characters enter the convention and sort of does a montage where they're all sort of like talking to one another over the soundtrack, and then the plot starts to happen. But since you skipped over any moment to really know any of the characters, it's just worthless.
Nobody cares.
This is a fucking worthless movie. Like,
yeah, they
don't
care.
I'm not
gonna care. The only other thing I seem to remember was one of the characters from The Good Guys, Asian girl, I think, more or less has a drug problem because she's just like...
That's never like...
Yeah, it's just
she's
like,
just
yeah,
magic,
they
and
yeah,
she
they,
doesn't
they,
use
they
drugs
hint
anymore.
At it at
cool.
first, then they address it, and by the end it's like, she's still popping pills? If so, can she share some with me? I feel like I would actually understand and enjoy this movie if I were high somehow.
There was not enough alcohol in the house, or there's not enough drugs in the house to make this palatable.
This movie even has the audacity to sort of have an Avengers style like post-credit ending. It wasn't a post-credit scene, but it was a scene where they're all at an IHOP and they're like, we just saved the universe or the multiverse, and then something happens in the background, and you're just like, y'all know we're not in for a sequel. You better hope everybody who paid their money at Indiegogo
the fucking
wants to give you a sequel.
The fucking gall on them to think, oh, they're going to be begging for more. No. Fuck.
No.
I don't. God, I kept even thinking, man, wouldn't it be amusing
Jordan
to even
mad.
Read the comic within this movie? It's like, no, screw that. No, I doubt it would make things any better.
How many of you have actually been to conventions, though? Because I've done the con circuit for many, many years, and this, it feels like a convention. Because it was actually filmed at a convention,
well,
so
I mean,
know,
again,
good on them.
I don't hate the idea of this movie. It's a interesting premise, but like, hey, if you want a movie, if you want a story set at like a comic convention where shit goes sideways, honestly, just fucking read Ed Brubaker's recent criminal comics from Image. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess I could give them credit for it feeling like a convention at times. I've never been to a convention. I should go to a convention because I'm a fucking dork.
You should.
But, you know, I have not. And I don't know, I don't give every Jaws ripoff credit for seeming like it shot at a beach when it shot at a beach.
Speaking of conventions, I would
That's
have liked to point. Have known what the overpriced food court options were like.
Oh, yeah.
You want to know more about the convention itself? Like,
yeah, that seemed fun. Yeah, that seemed way more fun.
Yeah, than this movie.
I was like, hey, I wonder what con this is. Where is it?
Yeah, I was surprised they had like a bunch of Pokemon shit on display. I was like, how is Nintendo okay with that? I'm sure they don't even know this movie exists.
Somebody call Nintendo.
They're just like, whatever. We're gonna make more Mario games over here.
It was kind of jarring just seeing like real, like actual properties in a movie like this.
That dude was straight up like from Assassin's Creed.
Yeah,
too. Like that's not an attempt to make an original costume. That's an Assassin's
all
Creed
I just
costume.
Kept thinking was you're just Ezio. You're just fucking. You know what? Better
can we? We've been talking about this for like 10 minutes longer than
yeah.
We
I'm amazed I even kept talking about it for this long.
Let's get into final thoughts, everybody. I'm going to start with you, Max, because you've been a little bit quieter than most of us.
Yeah, I can't even think of anything to say about this movie. It was so nothing. It was just like there was an entirely different movie the first half of the movie, and then it turned into something completely different. I did like the music, but the music was totally out of place from everything else. It had no reason like being in this movie at all. And there were a couple like cool, like really weird, low budget like space effect kind of scenes that was kind of interesting, but it still, again, it had nothing to do with anything. I don't have anything good to say at all about this movie, so I guess I'd give it like a 2 out of 10 squatches.
Okay, and Harmony?
Yeah, like I said, it'd probably be fun at midnight with a lot of beer. But other than that, in the middle of the week, while I'm at home, wasn't fun for me. Anything redeeming about it? Not really. But you know, everybody's got to start somewhere. Maybe they'll get better. They'll make better films in the future. This group, but we'll see. I definitely have no hope for their acting skills though. So that makes it, I'm going to give it a 1 out of 10. Let's just say weird ancient aliens that are actual conspiracy theories.
Jordan?
WrestleMania last year was about 7 hours long, and this felt longer. Wow. And again, I try not to be too harsh because, hey, I've been on the Indiegogo side of things too, and I'm still trying to get my, you know, career back up since I feel like some of my skills have atrophied since graduating. But, and again, the idea is there. It sounds interesting, but wow, this movie is just bad in so many other ways. It's also, I would say, at least it's not boring. Then it gets to a point where it is just mindlessly boring. It just repeats itself. I struggled for this. Like, I know it's only 84 minutes, but I feel like it kind of took me 2.5 hours to watch because I don't know, bathroom breaks, and also I just had to get up and be like, I need to do something. Yeah, I hope they do better, but man, this was just trash. I'm going to give it 1 out of 10 awkward photos with boof babes.
Yeah, even with the worst movies I've watched for this site, they give me something. Like, you know, even a glass of water is something. I love glasses of water. Who doesn't like a glass of water on like a really hot day? This gave me absolutely nothing. It had nothing to offer for me. I don't even want to bag on it because there's just nothing there to really give an opinion on. I mean, I've talked more about this movie than it deserves, and I don't even mean that in a bad way. It's just sort of like, oh, try again better next time, guys. I give this nothing out of 10. This was just nothing.
Yeah, so you give it a Monster Force 0?
Yeah, I give this a Monster Force 0 out of 10 Monster Forces.
I mean, one other thing. I was also just expecting, like, some big cameo to happen. It's like, wow, you actually managed to pull that off. This movie couldn't even pull that off.
Well, it had Garrett Wang from Voyager, so...
That is true. That is a big name for them, I guess.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it just hit me.
I just kind of assumed that was, like, the Asian girl's, like, uncle or something in real life. They just gave him a part in the movie.
And even now I'm thinking, the worst episodes of Voyager are much better than this.
Yeah, if you guys have ever seen that Gravity Falls meme where, you know, they're handed the coupon and it says, yeah, oh, this is worthless. That's kind of how I felt getting the screener for this.